Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that we're able to be together again as we begin another week's worth of broadcasting on this station. If you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name, and I pray that you're blessed. We're heard every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And I just want you to just open your heart to receive from the Word of God today and from the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, we just come to you, and Lord, we thank you that this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, we thank you for the wonder and the marvel and the beauty of the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, what a wonderful name, that name which is above every name. Lord, we exalt you today. And Lord, we ask that you would just touch lives, minister to needs. Lord, you desire, and it is your plan to meet all of our needs. So when we have needs, when we're going through times of difficulty or burdens or battles, that you are always there for us. You're never too busy. The phone to heaven will never get a busy signal, but you're there, Lord, to hear our call and our cry. So, Lord, I'm asking today you will strengthen and touch every believer. Encourage them, Lord, where they need encouragement. And most of all, let us feel your presence, because, Lord, Psalm 16 says, in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. A marvelous thing happened on the day of Pentecost when some 120 men and women were gathered together in the upper room. They were just like you and I were. They were just ordinary people who believed on Jesus, but they gathered in His name. Now, before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they had withdrawn in fear from the high priest and the rulers of that day. Peter, the leader, had stood in days past trembling with fear. He denied three times that he even knew Jesus. But on that glorious day, something tremendous, something powerful happened. The gift that Jesus spoke of, the Comforter, came. And when that glory came and fell all around them, those who were cringing and cowardly, Peter himself, he was clothed with Holy Ghost power, and with fearlessness, he went out and faced the Sanhedrin, the Senate, the high priest, with divine courage and power. Can you almost hear him as he stands and he spoke the words that are recorded in Acts, the second chapter? Let me just share those verses with you, starting at verse 14. And I'll read through 36. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. These are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. Verse 21, and shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David, speaking concerning him, I foresaw the Lord also before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. There, moreover, also shall my flesh rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the way of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they had heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And he included us in that. Praise God. Oh, glory, glory to his name. If we Christians today could fully wake up and realize and have the true revelation from the Holy Spirit of the rights that we have recorded in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, and if we would exercise those rights in full authority, beloved, there wouldn't be the failure, the prevailing sin, the bondage to habits, the unhappiness, the defeat, the sickness, and the want that we see rampant in the church today. If we would pray in Jesus' name, by his authority, and realize the power of such prayer, we would have so much more confidence in answered prayer. Why? Because when we pray, Jesus is our high priest. He takes those petitions to his Father, and we would realize that God always hears Jesus. And when we pray by his authority and faith, we will always get an answer. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Praise God. Beloved, we can't deny the essentials of the gospel faith, such as the virgin birth, the incarnation, the deity and sinlessness of Jesus, his redemptive work, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension to heaven, the coming of the Holy Ghost, the power of the name of Jesus. We can't deny those and expect to be victorious over Satan and demon spirits. Beloved, Jesus is divine, and he has a right to intervene in human affairs. His gospel must be obeyed and his name honored and exercised in all authority over demons and sin and sickness and all the battles and trials that we face in this life. The Lord Jesus, by his deity, by his birth, by his sinlessness, by his preparation from childhood till he went forth in the power of the Holy Ghost to do the work that his Father sent him in the world to do, by his anointing and by his achievements. It's all about Jesus, what he did. He was appointed heir of all things, and he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, the angels. There's a reference if you want to read that in that first chapter of Hebrews. And today, he is exalted at the right hand of the Majesty on high, and angels and principalities and powers are subject to him. Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 20 and 23 states, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that age which is to come. 1 Peter 3 and 22 states, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, I'm going to stop here in the ministry of the word, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. But I'd like to share a portion of a letter from a sister writing from San Jose, California. And she writes, "Dear Sister Judith, God bless you for your faithfulness in writing to me. I can never forget how you prayed for me when I went through the trial of cancer from 1993 to 2001. I am forever grateful for your caring. Today I'm free of cancer after 15 years, and I thank you again with all of my heart." She had come into a service, I remember, back in, I think it was 2003 that she came in, or 2001. But I remember praying for her in the service. "And I thank God for you, and I pray for your ministry. May he always walk with you and bless you. Every time I receive your mail, I'm greatly blessed and encouraged and gain spiritual strength." She said, "How can I ever thank God for his mercy to Mama and myself and the rest of the family?" She shares that her mom went home, just went to sleep in Jesus when she was 102 years old. "Thank you again for praying for her and all of our family. Blessings always." Writing from San Jose, California. The announcer will give you our address. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.